We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, final hour of the show. That was crystal clear.
Yeah, dog.
Crystal clear.
Had to get that freaking frog out.
It's going around.
No, it ain't.
Well, it's going around my house. That's for sure. I'm going to keep that one to myself. I was going to maybe say something I shouldn't, and I decided not to. Look at that. That's growth. Personal growth. I'm proud of myself.
Why?
On that.
Why? I mean,
well, because it was going to be a story about my wife.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing about it.
Yeah,
like,
we'll keep that here.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't.
Yeah,
like I ain't scared of her. And I told them once I took this job, it was going to be some stuff that I might say that might embarrass. Like, my wife's not embarrassable because she knows who her husband is. I'm going to say some crap, some mess, and all that, and she knows it's all in good fun because there's two things she knows. I ain't leaving her, and she ain't leaving me. We going down together. We've already talked about this, right? Hey, when I go, you coming too. Well, you already know how I feel about when I die, I want everybody miserable.
You have made that very clear.
Yes. I need everybody miserable.
You don't want it. It's not a celebration of life.
Ain't no damn celebration of life at my funeral. I don't want celebration at mine.
You want people devastated.
Yes.
For like ever?
Well, she can't remarry. So that's the right thing. She knows that. No, she can't remarry. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And look at him. She's going to be sad forever, no
yes,
doubt. But like,
ever.
Like I'll be very sad as well.
Yes.
But like,
you can't have another partner. you have to do this show by yourself forever.
Radio career
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
do,
solo.
Yeah, you got to do solo. You can't do it out of anybody. No.
Andy and no one. Forever.
Yeah, I need you devastated.
But like, how long am I supposed to go on where like when Randy McMichael crosses my mind? Like, cause I'm watching a Georgia game and yes. somebody like does a cool
can't
tight
watch
end
Georgia
thing.
Either.
Really?
Nothing that makes you think of me.
No more Rams games, no more Dolphins games. This is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. Okay, that's what Randy wants.
Yeah.
I'm the complete opposite. When I die, have a celebration, do one of those little things where you break me down into organic matter, mix me up with a tree seed, and grow me into an apple tree.
There you go.
And if you can help it, go eat the apple. And when you eat the apple, think fondly
ain't nobody eating you,
of
man.
Your boy.
Ain't nobody eating you, dog.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, good for Morocco. It's this, you know, because we were talking. Brian, you mentioned some great matchups
coming
up. Hang on,
5 second rule. Don't listen to us.
I'm just saying great matchups later on.
Yeah, I know great matchups and sure all that. But if you're taping the thing, okay, now you're gone.
Okay.
Congrats from Morocco.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, come on, dog. How can people watch live sporting events recorded and not know the outcome?
I mean, really? Easily.
I do it quite frequently.
You can record a game and not know the outcome?
I turn off my phone.
Yeah, you just don't go on social
media.
If it's a game I genuinely care about and really want to see.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you recorded an actual game And then,
I found out the outcome, but I went back and watched the Georgia game when I had to go to that wedding. So, like, I knew the outcome of that one in particular. But there's been other ones. I mean,
you have to really put the bat signal up, though, to your friends and family. Like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Please don't text me or tell me anything about it.
Like, record a live sporting event that you don't know the outcome.
It's hard to do.
Masters coverage, I've done that.
Really?
Because it's hard to watch it live. So I'm like, don't tell me anything. I'll catch up later. People will be texting about, see that birdie putt on 12? No.
No, leave me alone.
I'm on 7, so calm down over there. Yeah.
I've only successfully done it once.
Right.
And it gets harder as time goes because there's just more coverage. People talk, whatever.
Right, right.
But the only time I ever did it, I was flying home from Boston for Christmas, and the Seahawks played the 49ers, and I don't want to know. I wanted to watch it. Like, it was going to be a great game, all that stuff. And I was able to do it, except for I got to the airport in Seattle.
Yes.
And there was some very, very happy Seahawks fans.
And so you knew they won.
I didn't know what the score was or anything, the way that it went, all that stuff. Yeah. But I was like, that dude's face was way too happy for the game to have ended in a loss.
Exactly.
So I did end up.
There's no way I could possibly, I cannot record a Georgia game and not – like, know what the outcome is before I watch it.
Yeah, I'm not good at keeping secrets from myself either. Like, if I've ever done it and I'm like, I'm watching a game on delay or something, I'm like, I need to know what happens. Like, I need to know the final score before, because I'll go back and watch games sometimes. You don't get a chance to watch it, whatever. You tape a Hawks game or something, and it's like, this is going the wrong way. Did they lose? I can't take the anxiety of not knowing what happens at the end of the game. All right, we'll get to a what if coming up in 15 minutes from right now. Get your AMA questions in as well. Text us or tweet us right now if you'd like. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open. You could tweet us on Twitter at TBM929, at RandyMac81, at Brian_Gebhardt, at Jedi Sports Radio, or call us in about 35 minutes from right now at 404-741-0929. Before we do any of that, though, let's get to the most important audio in the world. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Yeah, we came here with a plan to have a connected assault. We talked about it all week, and we wanted our team to stay connected, and they did that. Our team kind of played this game like they played the whole season. Unbelievably well in spurts, unbelievably poor in spurts, and answered the bell when they had to.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Just been an inconsistent, but not an inconsistency of you're going to lose the game. If you're inconsistent in this game against Ohio State, you might lose this game because they are. And go back to one of the callers yesterday.
You know what's funny? That we keep saying that.
Yeah.
And then they keep doing it and they keep
winning. Yeah, because this is a different type thing. Like, they were inconsistent.
I do agree with you. You know,
they were inconsistent against Tennessee. They beat the hell out of Tennessee.
Yeah, they did.
And they went conservative against them. Mm-hmm. But this team right here, they got players that will give you a problem, starting with that damn quarterback. Don't let the dude can ball. And Marvin Harrison Jr. can ball. They got a nice tight end. They got good, hell of a running game. They got all the stuff that can give Georgia problems. But for some reason, Georgia answers the bell when you answer teams that give you problems. You know what I mean? They're going to give up some big plays this game to Ohio State. They just are because of the secondary, how they want to play man-man coverage and all those different things. They just can't give up a lot of them. And that's the biggest thing. And when do you get the game? Because when LSU got their big plays, the game was out of hand. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that. But to go back and forth like that, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the one, even more than when we talked about Tennessee. Tennessee had done a lot offensively. But from a talent perspective, Tennessee's nowhere near Georgia. We talked about it leading into the game. They have the great equalizer with Hendon Hooker and having that quarterback. But if you look at, where, you know, who these guys are and what that roster is comprised of, Tennessee is nowhere near what – now, Ohio State is.
Yes.
Ohio State is one of the few teams in the country. Now, LSU has some of those guys.
Yes.
But from a top-to-bottom depth standpoint.
Yes.
Like, again, we talked about this yesterday. The greatest example you can give of Georgia's depth is that Amarius Mims came in backup duty, and that's a future first-round draft pick on the offensive line.
Yes.
He didn't start. McClendon gets hurt. You put him in the game. Like, that's the type of depth that they're bringing to the table. Ohio State has a lot of that, too.
Yes.
Like, the fact that Jackson Smith and Jigba hasn't played all year, and they've still been incredible offensively. And, Marvin Harrison Jr. just steps in, and they got other guys, too.
Yeah, they got other dudes.
They got other wide – you like that tight end. Nobody talks about that tight end that Ohio State has. He's a really talented player. I'm with you. If I don't even know what the right phrasing for it is, because we've said it so many different ways. If Georgia doesn't play their best, or if they do play well but Ohio State plays well, whatever, I'm just convinced that Georgia is going to – play well.
I'm convinced
that they're going to have an answer for all of the things that Ohio State
presents. I agree
with
you. That's what I'm saying. Georgia is going to win the football game. I don't have no doubts about that. But I said, but with me not having doubts is that certain teams are give Georgia problems with other teams. And that's a dynamic quarterback, a dynamic receiver mm-hmm. core. Now, they shut that blank down against Tennessee quick, fast, and hurry. You know what I mean? They got to do the same thing against Ohio State. They got to shut it down quick, fast, and hurry. Because Georgia's better than Ohio State. And what I mean by that is they're a better collective team than them. Offense, defense, maybe even special teams than Ohio State.
And I think that's where they separate themselves from everyone.
Everybody.
I think they're a better team than all of the other teams in the country.
What did I say on Friday? We just do what we do. You know what I mean? Like, we're not as explosive as everybody else, but we average 4 points less than every team.
Right.
You know?
Well, they also do just what's needed. I mean, that's what's impressive, is what was needed to beat Tennessee that day.
They went and did it.
They went and did it. What was needed, even in games where it's maybe not the most impressive showing, like the Kentucky game, the game wasn't in doubt, man.
No.
They were a fourth down stop away from being up 23-0 in the fourth quarter of that game. Like, they took the air out of the ball. Nobody wanted to play anymore in the second half of that game because it was 25 degrees and windy. And they did what it needed to be done to get out of there. They've done it 13 times this year. They'll probably do it 14 and probably do it 15. Now, the one thing to concern yourself with or certainly think about is injuries. Everybody's dealing with it. Jackson Smith and Jigba, because he's been injured all year, said he's not playing. He's going to prepare for the NFL draft.
Good luck to you, young man.
Don't have to worry about that anymore. We talked a little bit about him yesterday and said if he gets healthy, who knows, he's really good. You don't have to think about him anymore. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Ladd McConkey.
Ladd's is continuation of what he's been having. His knees have been bothering him, and he has some tendonitis in there. And it didn't so much hurt him on the play. It just started aggravating him more, and it didn't feel like he could go.
Well, Ladd ain't playing.
Georgia wide receiver
get injured.
Mildly injured.
Mildly injured. He'll be back next December.
See you next year.
He'll be back next December.
A.D. Mitchell threw it. It wasn't a touchdown. It was a two-point conversion,
yes.
But nonetheless,
yes.
Threw for a score before he caught a pass for a touchdown. He was out so long, and we don't even know what he every week it was the same thing. Well, he's doing fine in practice. We'll be monitor it, keep an eye on it. Seems like A.D. Mitchell will probably be okay for the playoff game, but who the hell knows?
Who knows?
Guys in the wide receiving corps for Georgia, if they get injured, it's a long haul.
It's a wrap. Hopefully it's not something serious like Kirby. Hopefully it's not. I'm glad he didn't say if we need him to go back in, he would have. I'm glad he did not say that. But, yeah.
Because that's the real kiss of death.
That's the kiss of death
when
right
he says
there.
That about a wide receiver, yes.
He could have went back in the game. Oh, yeah, he could have went back in the game.
Now, if that is true, very smart to not.
Yeah.
No need to put him back in there and risk further injury or anything like that. Yeah. No, we didn't get a chance to talk much about what happened over the weekend in some of the other games. This is just a general thought that I had written down that I wanted to say. I think Kyle Whittingham is the most underrated coach in America.
And I will second that.
Yeah. Utah just continues to win big football games. They went out there and they embarrassed USC in that Pac-12 championship game. He's had opportunities to go other places. I also just have a lot of respect for somebody that's like, you know, I just like it here.
I'm cool.
I like it here.
I don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Utah.
Yeah, I like
I'm
going
to keep winning Pac-12 championships and just hang out here.
Yeah, I mean, he is a hell of a football coach, and their quarterback played lights out, and it seems like he always plays lights out against USC. And, Caleb gets hurt on the long run. I still don't think they win that game because USC defense could not stop.
They missed more tackles in that game than most teams miss in the entire season.
Like, it was just raggedy. It was just raggedy.
I think they legitimately missed 20 tackles in that football
game. It had
to
be.
Yeah.
It was a bad game by them. And the thing with USC is, until USC gets some toughness in those trenches and those lines of scrimmages, they won't compete. They'll have Heisman Trophy candidates on offense every single year. But they won't win.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we said talking about them all year was, yeah, they got skill dudes. Like, they're incredibly talented, no doubt. But when they get into a slugfest with a team like Utah, and Utah beat them twice and knocked them out of the playoff, they're going to struggle. If they would have somehow won that game and they had to play, I guess it would have been Georgia. Whew. Boy, oh boy. You thought Utah made them look bad in the Pac-12 championship
I would have beat the hell out of USC. You would have beat the hell out of USC.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have scored the points that they scored in some of those games against those Pac-12 teams.
Yeah, we'd beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, they just don't have the dudes on the line.
Yeah, and that's what separates you from that and everything. The thing with Ohio State is Ohio State don't have that scary outside rusher that they usually have.
Right. That's right.
They don't have a top 10 corner right now that, you know, he might be a young boy that might grow into it and everything like that. It's their offense. And Georgia has a limit. They're too good not to give up plays. They're just too talented of an offense not for Georgia to give up some plays. But they don't have to let them score. You know, and that's the one thing we talked about Tennessee was like, they're going to make some plays against Georgia. Well, they didn't. But he's like, yeah, they're going to make some plays.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is you just look back at the – I don't know if it's a blueprint, but it's what Michigan did against them. Georgia can do that. Georgia can run the football.
Yes.
They've got really talented offensive linemen. They can keep grinding. Because the thing people, I think, seem to sort of overlook in that Michigan-Ohio State game is Ohio State did an okay job against the run for the first three quarters. Michigan just kept stuck with it,
yep.
And they wore them down.
Yep.
And then they finally hit him with a couple haymakers. Dude went Donovan went for 280-yard touchdowns,
yes,
in the fourth. That's where the majority of those rush yards came from, because they kept wearing them down and going at them. Georgia can do that.
And the biggest thing with Ohio State when on those, a lot of those big runs, is they got lost gap control, because what they were doing, they were playing zero man outside. Like stacking the box, and one guy got out of his gap on one of those plays, and it was out the gate, and that's what Ohio State did, and that's how Michigan won that game, because of big plays. Michigan wasn't grinding on. Michigan made big plays. They made six big plays.
Yeah, they had those huge explosive passes in the first half, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. We'll come back. We'll get you a what if. Not a lot of what ifs this time of year, but Brandon Adams is on a cruise ship, so he doesn't have cell phone service. So we're gonna play what if coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Tuesday afternoon. That means you've got 20 minutes to text us or tweet us your social media questions. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line phone number is 404-741-0929. We're all on Twitter as well, all four of us, so you can tweet us your questions over there. The phone lines will be open in 20 minutes as well at 404-741-0929. We'll wrap things up with an AMA as we always do. We'll get into a what if in just a minute as well.
Boy, I'm telling you, they talk about this. We were talking about Dansby earlier and everything, and saw some reports from Heyman about, you know, the Padres offered to have Trey Turner 341, which is more than Lindor. And I was thinking, I was asking Brian, I was like, well, don't they have Tatis? And then when Tatis is out, they got this other hot shot shortstop prospect the Padres do. Like,
did they just print money in San Diego? Like, how can they do this?
I don't know. The cost of living is high as hell down there, Andy.
So maybe that's what it is. It's like, that's part. I don't understand. I guess their owner just has all the money because.
He went to the Soto? Oh, he went in the Juan Soto trade.
Yeah, the other shortstop you were talking about, CJ Abram, who's from Blessed Trinity, he was part of that trade.
Oh,
for Juan Soto.
I got you.
So
okay.
They don't have him anymore as far as in
so,
that pipeline.
Hold on.
They still have Soto.
They still got Soto, who
Machado,
they haven't signed
Tatis.
Yet. They haven't signed Soto yet, right?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. No, not to a long term.
So game. You got Soto, who's going to command 300
or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
You got Tatis, who's making what, four?
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to bring Trey Turner.
And Machado's over there
already. And Machado's over there?
And they got some pitchers that make a lot of money. Like, it wasn't long ago where the Padres didn't pay anybody anything.
Nothing. It was a pleasure to live in San Diego.
Right. It's sunny all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't that worth more to you? No.
No.
I want more money.
I live in the cold for that green, because I can make me a dollar blanket. You know what I mean? Make me a dollar blanket.
Just make a dollar coat.
Yeah, man.
Stuff it with dollars.
Make me a damn dollar blanket.
Yeah, man. That's Trey Turner anyway ends up signing for $300 million to go join the Philadelphia Phillies. Mm. And it just seems like all the big free agents in baseball the last handful of years have signed in the NL East.
Hmm?
And then the Braves continue to just win the NL
East. Because they're trying to get us,
dog. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, they're trying to get them Braves.
Trying to
and we homegrown. We don't bring no – well, we brought Matt Olson and gave him the largest contract up until that time, but
don't let that stop what you were about to say.
What
you were on a roll there. You were saying that with your chest.
He from Georgia, but he ain't homegrown. We had to bring him in.
That's right. If they go out and spend money on big free agents, they're at least from.
At least they from Atlanta.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't go get nobody from Portugal or nothing, Andy. We get them from the A.
We have a first baseman from Portugal.
Specifically where we be thugging at up there in Lilburn.
Exactly.
Yeah, dog.
Exactly right. There you go. You finished the thought. Let's get to a what if.
It's time for What If on Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I forgot two things. Two things I got to say before we get to What If.
The Odyssey app.
Well, yeah, download the Odyssey app. Three things. Well done, Randy. Three things. Download the Odyssey app. Get it on your phone. The Off the Cuff podcast happened today.
Yes, it did.
But it wasn't recorded.
Yes.
Because our memory card was full and we didn't know that. So we did a 30-minute podcast.
On driving in Atlanta in the damn rain.
It was horrible, so it's good that we didn't record it.
It was horrible.
No, it was really good.
Yeah,
it was really good. It was a really good one. But that's okay. We'll do another one tomorrow. Just no off-the-cuff podcast today. We had some technical issues. And then also check out this Sunday, Brian and Bo, Two Dudes Same Fantasy, live at Houndstooth Bar and Grill from 10 a.m. to 12:30. Go by and see the guys. Get some fantasy football advice. Get some wings. Get some beers.
Come have brunch.
Come have
the best meal of the day.
Go have brunch.
Because it's breakfast with drinking.
Yeah. Brunch and fantasy.
Yeah. Hell, sound like a mood to me.
Yeah.
Sound like a mood.
I got some brunch fantasies.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's get to a what if. You start.
Here it is. What if the Falcons do not start Desmond Ridder next weekend?
There will be some disappointed folks.
Disappointed or mad?
Mad.
Yeah. No,
furious.
That's kind of what it is.
There's some really annoyed Falcons fans if they don't start, if Marcus Mariota starts. Because, you know, why?
I don't know.
At this point. Why? I mean, you're out of it pretty much, you know? You had the Bucks won last night, so they're 6-6. Because
it may not be good, Andy.
Well, no, he might not be good.
Right.
But I'd like to see. My curiosity is the same as it was at the beginning of the season because we haven't found out yet. And that's where I'm at. Like, I can't sit here and tell you that Desmond Ridder is going to be better than Marcus Mariota.
Right.
I can't say that definitively because I don't know. No one does. He might be, and I hope that he is, but I'd like to find out. I can't help but be curious. And also, I think we've gotten past any of the curiosity that there might be with Marcus Mariota, too, right? Like, that's over with.
Oh,
there was a period of time.
Not for you, but for some. Not for us in this damn studio There was never any curiosity of what he was because he is who he said he was playing.
Yes, he is who he's been.
Yes.
And now Arthur Smith's going to have to bench him for the second
time.
He
ain't no worse.
How many quarterbacks have ever gotten benched twice by the same coach in two different cities?
I can name a few. But
there are?
Probably.
Okay.
Tell me this, though. There's nothing he ain't played no worse than we thought he would, and he played no better than we thought he would. This is who he is. We've been saying this. And maybe because he's no Oregon Duck or nothing.
No, that's not why.
No.
Now,
let me see this story.
No, that's not why.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Marcus Mariota going to surprise you, y'all, Randy. And what do you mean you both say? We hope so.
I will
but
say
we
this.
We doubt it.
The two worst quarterback seasons the Falcons have had in the last 20 years have been Oregon Ducks.
Okay, don't blame my boy Joey.
I will say just a fact.
Don't blame my boy Joey,
it's just
man.
Just a fact. No, Desmond Ridder needs to start against the Saints. That has to happen. What if what's going on right now with the Hawks, whatever it is, because we don't know exactly what it is, but let's say the rift, the argument, the disagreement, who's on what side, whatever. What if this is the best thing for this locker room?
Wow. Sometimes stuff like this could be the best thing, but a lot of it could be the best thing when you remove one of the things that is causing it. So, you know, that's a lot to say about it. I don't think anybody should lose their job or be traded or anything, but
and I don't think anybody's going to.
I don't think anybody's
soon.
Going to, but I mean,
like, I don't think Nate's getting fired, and I certainly don't think Trey's getting traded.
But if you want to talk about the conflict that's going on between the two and it doesn't get better, then you have to remove the problem.
Eventually,
oh, no, yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, not the problem. You have to remove the lesser of the problems.
Yeah. But maybe they find a way to make it not a problem.
And they could do that. They can do that. And, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Because can't grown-ups do that?
Not in today's age. No. And not when you have generational, like, bull button head. You got the new school and you got the old school who was why they know. He don't like playing young players and all those different things and everything like that.
He's doing that, by the
but
way.
But he's doing it.
A.J. Griffin plays a lot. He's really good.
Dude, what a steal he had last night.
Yeah,
when they had the 4-on-1 and he went and grabbed that thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a really, really talented basketball player.
Yeah, man.
And he plays a lot. I mean, I know Jalen Johnson's kind of getting some starts because of injuries, but he's getting out there and showing some things as well. So the young guys are playing a little bit. I just feel like whatever it is, it's not too much to overcome. Like, certain things happen sometimes in relationships and there's no coming back from
right.
it. This just feels like two stubborn professionals being stubborn. You can meet in the middle on stuff like that for the betterment of the team. And this team is talented.
Yeah.
I know that people, you know, it's frustrating. They lost last night. They played horrible in the fourth quarter, no doubt about it. But I do think that there is a style of basketball, especially when healthy, that this team can play and be very good. And I hope that's where they get to.
All right. What if that's a bit wins the Heisman?
That would be it would be insane. Like it would be completely
it would be the craziest thing ever.
It would be the most unlikely Heisman Trophy winner ever, without question.
Ever in life.
Ever. Because we're not just talking about like Cam Newton won the Heisman and like he wasn't projected to do that year, but you know, he was still a guy that was highly recruited and went on to be like Stetson Bennett's 25 years old, man. Like Stetson Bennett has like he had to leave Georgia to come back to Georgia. Everybody knows the story. Like they wanted to bench him last year 50 times and now here we are. He's a Heisman finalist. It would be, I don't know. That's the part of it. People always say Hollywood couldn't come up with a script like this. I'm like, yeah, they could. A team just came back, man. The team was down a lot and they came back. But this one is one of those ones where it's like, all right, Hollywood, pump the brakes. This is a little too far. This guy's a Heisman finalist now, but he is. So
he damn sure is, dog.
I mean, it's not just saying, you know, last year at the beginning of the year, what if Stetson wins a Heisman? He's one of four guys that could. I mean,
It's a lot of people that played college football this year, man.
A lot of people. A lot of people that have played college football in the history of college football and never been Heisman Trophy finalists.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are.
Bam Stetson.
Stetson Bennett the IV. Remember? We used to refer to him as Bless His Heart
on
this show.
Yes.
Because that's what he was capable of. And here he is. What if you could give DJU advice on where to go? Like, what if he would listen to you in terms of what his next step should be in college football? Would you tell him to go?
I would definitely tell him to go to, I know it was a tragedy and everything, but if you want to go to Virginia with Tony Elliott, a guy who's familiar with, as far as a quarterback position, that would be a great move for him. But my biggest thing for DJU, I would tell him that, you know, whatever you did last year, offseason, ain't work. You know what I mean?
He lost a bunch of weight.
Go back, pick your ass back up to that weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't a problem. And what did he say on that professor like Oprah? Wasn't nothing wrong with Oprah. Oprah was a fox. He got all skinny, head all big, looking all ashy. Yeah. Big Luther was better than Little Luther. All right, Big Barry was better than Little Barry.
It's true.
It was.
Just certain body types. Certain bodies are supposed to be bigger.
Pitcher.
CC Sabathia.
Fat CC.
Fat CC was the Cy Young Award winner.
I saw CC in Toronto at the Louis Vuitton store, man. Look, hey, wasn't there wrong with being that big? Just a big round dude.
You can't pull fat.
Yeah, you can't, dog.
So that would be your advice to DJU. Hit the buffet, bro.
Man, get back big, man.
Hit the buffet, get back big. I would say if you're thinking about making a return to the West Coast, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think, is leaving UCLA.
He's been there
for 900 years.
That's a great point.
Go play in the Chip Kelly offense.
Go play in Chip Kelly. But you got to get in the offense that fits your skill set. This offense for Clemson didn't fit his skill set anymore. So, yeah, that's my advice, though.
Yeah, those are two really good pieces of advice.
Yeah, man.
Load up on the mashed potatoes.
You were balling when you was 250. You get down to damn 228.
Not everybody's supposed to be skinny.
You know what I mean? Your body torque.
That's the problem with society these days. Yeah. Everybody's convinced they got it. Some people are better, bigger.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad we got plus size models now.
You damn right.
I love the way those ladies look.
What a walking girl. Oh, hold on. Boy.
The many reasons I'm happy my wife's pregnant.
Strut.
One of the many reasons.
Hell yeah, strut.
It gets bigger for 9 months.
Strut.
We'll come back and get to an AMA coming up next right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Get your questions in. The phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. We'll be right back.
We're queuing up your questions with the Midday's AMA.
Glad you asked on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day again. Reminder, download the Odyssey app. Take us with you everywhere you go. I don't know if fog affects radio signals or anything like that. Maybe it doesn't.
Dude.
If it does, you're going to need the Odyssey app today.
Really?
Thank you, man.
Really?
It's foggy out there.
It's foggy as hell out there, dummy. Y'all be safe, man. Y'all be safe and everything. And, you know, we did have the off the cuff. We would teach y'all how to be safe driving during this stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of traffic advice today. That's one of our main topics. That we're all very fired up about the way that people drive. Brian was getting into it with an Ohio State fan today on the road. I withheld, but almost said some very dirty words towards a lady who almost cut me off getting out of my driveway. Yes. Like, yeah.
Do the blinker people come out in the fog?
Oh, good question. Like the hazard blinkers?
It's been a while since we've seen this.
Yeah, like, it's dense out
crazy.
There. Yeah.
It's just the thing, too. The last day and a half, it's like it's raining a little bit, so everybody can't drive.
Yep.
It's just all of a sudden people can't drive. It's just raining.
Somebody tweeted this yesterday or maybe said it on the radio station. I don't remember. If there's a course, like when you get your driver's ed, when you get your driver's license, there should be a rain-specific part of that course.
Yes.
Because it feels like people don't know how to drive. And even living in Seattle, like where it rains all the time, the first time it rains in a while, everyone freaks out and forgets – like it hasn't rained before. I don't know. Just be careful out there, all right? Drive around. Download the Odyssey app. Take us with you. We appreciate it. We got full phone lines. Micah is in Dallas. Hey, Micah.
Guys, been listening a long time. Love the show.
Thank you.
It might be old news, but it's the first time I heard it. So congratulations, Andy, on the pregnancy. That's awesome.
Thank you, Micah.
I called in a couple years ago. I think it was like your mom's birthday. Gave a shameless plug. I'm just going to do it again. My wife does maternity photos and newborn photos, and she's blanking awesome.
Hell yeah.
And actually affordable, so you should do that.
DM me on Twitter, though, Micah.
All right.
Okay.
Of all the guys in the Midday Show crew, whose wife would win in a fight, and does that answer change if it's a street fight. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so there's only two wives, but we can, you know, if we want to go.
Tara's damn Bo's wife.
Yeah, yeah. We can go partners.
Okay.
Would
do what now?
Win in a fight.
Like our wives fighting each other? Mm-hmm. My wife don't know how to fight.
Neither does mine.
No, yeah. My wife don't know how to fight. Now, she'll huff and puff. she'll huff and puff. But my wife ain't fighting.
Who's got
nobody.
The bigger pocketbook?
I don't even know what.
You know, my wife got them big-ass pocketbooks.
Ooh, that might be the deciding factor. Yeah,
Ashley doesn't
factor.
Have a big
yeah,
pocketbook.
You know, I got them big-ass pocketbooks.
I don't know if Tara's anything like Bo. I think Tara, man.
Tara, she know karate.
Yeah, she
Tara
does.
Was in the Army.
Oh, so
there
Tara.
It is. So,
oh,
yeah,
there you go. That's a wrap.
Okay. Yeah, my wife can help. My wife will huff and puff. She'll text you an ass whipping.
You know when you have to scroll down?
Yeah, I have to keep scrolling.
Oh, my God. That's the longest text I've ever seen.
Never.
And all it is you criticizing.
Never
I'm
in my life
thing.
Have I ever read one of those.
Why would you?
I'm like, shout it.
It's okay. An essay on how you messed up.
I will call you. You divorcing me? No. All right, then.
Can we just do bullet points?
I'm going to read this damn long-ass text.
Or, like, spin the story forward. What do I have to do? Like, that's the thing. Don't tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah.
I know what I did wrong. I'm
of
not
course
an
we
idiot.
Do.
Just tell me what I got to do to fix it, okay? Okay, so we got the answer to that question. I would love to know the closest my wife has ever even been to a physical altercation. Because I don't think she's ever even been in a fight with anybody. Maybe she beat up her little brother when she was young.
Yeah.
But she's probably never been in a fight with anybody in life.
I think my wife's ever been in a fight, so.
Yeah. So we're in bad shape on that one. So Tara wins that round. Julian is in Marietta. Hey, Julian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. All right.
First of all, I want to say thank you. I need you guys on a lot of Mondays after Falcon Sunday, so I appreciate you guys being there.
You're welcome.
My question is, could you continue a conversation with your boy if you found out the conversation was being had while he was on the toilet?
No.
No. Yeah, I could.
No.
No. I'm with Randy on this one. I find it so rude.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I don't disagree, but I wouldn't care if he told me. But I mean, I guess being the information being withheld is the problem. Now I can't talk because I've been the offender.
Yes, you are.
I'm a toilet talker.
This is on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
I got broke up with one time on the phone while in the bathroom on the toilet.
Oh,
when I was in high school.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Tough times.
I didn't expect it. I was like, all right, this is whatever, casual. Go to the bathroom. Cordless phone back in the day because we were balling.
You remember the cordless phone, dog?
Then you get the beep and you have to hang it up. Yeah, she broke up with me, and I was like, wow, it's what a bummer.
No. I would view it in the same way of like someone like one of my friends FaceTiming me. Like don't FaceTime me. Like just call me.
And that was the thing.
I would just be like, all right,
everyone,
not now.
Every man that I know that knows me that has the same phone as me, don't damn FaceTime me. My brother Tobias at the damn tailgate for the Georgia game last weekend. He go tailgating me. I put the phone down so he can look up at the ceiling, and I was like, what do you want, bruh? Man, look what's going on. Where you at? You know where I'm at. You can see the ceiling. You know where the hell I'm at. I'm at home.
I wouldn't care if you FaceTimed me while going to the bathroom.
Man, please.
Bo, where do you stand on
genuinely
that one?
Genuinely don't care.
Can you handle both of those?
If it's one of the guys, I probably wouldn't care at all.
FaceTiming.
Yeah, like, don't pan down.
Don't pan,
like, I don't want to see it, but, you know.
I don't care.
No.
You're the one that called. I don't care, though. I mean,
it doesn't matter. I'm fine. Larry is in the truck. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Great.
All right, first thing is for Andy. Congratulations, obviously. I sent that to you on Twitter, but I tell you I was going to give you some suggestions for names later. So my first suggestion, first name and middle name, Andrew Randall Bunker. How about that one?
Okay.
Love it.
If we could just call him Andy Randy. Like, that's not, not bad. Not bad,
that's
Larry.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
The other two things, Randy, your favorite song this past weekend was the Star Spangled Banner sung by Miss Thick Soul Sister. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't, I mute the Star Spangled Banner, but I sure watched Ashanti sing it. Sure enough did. Sure enough did. Sure enough did.
All right.
Like some thick lumber.
Last question for you, Randy. How tired was you on Saturday morning from Friday night? I just got enough, bro.
Oh, man, ain't none of your damn business, man. You know what? It was good to see my wife. I just tell you that, all right? Man, y'all up in mine. It was good because I missed her. And it's quiet without people. Like Samson, Samson's old enough. He entertained himself.
Uh-huh.
Kai don't come out of her room unless she's hungry, you know. And then Isaiah was there, so we hang out. But yeah, I missed my wife 2 weeks, you know. But the only thing I didn't miss, there's nothing I miss about my wife, is that like laying on her side of the bed because it's a little bit higher than mine.
Me too.
Yeah.
As soon as my wife gets up in the morning to go to work, I roll over on her side. Yeah,
her side of the bed is higher than mine.
Yeah.
And that was a cool thing. And she had a cool pillow.
Mine too.
Yeah, she got a cool pillow.
Why don't we have cool pillows?
I don't know. No, she bought me them damn cool pillows. The cool ones.
Oh, yeah, like the memory foam cool pillow.
And, dude, I told you, it hit my back. Andy, you should have heard me damn screaming. Because it was like I was tired, half damn near drunk, getting to bed at 3 in the morning, and laid back, and that damn cold pillow hit that top of the back.
But in a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way, because it shocked me.
Oh, okay, gotcha. My wife has a great pillow, too.
Yeah.
Why can't I have a good pillow?
Because they're selfish, Andy.
All right. Skip is about to get into the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
Hey, I made it in the Yammobile.
Oh, good.
To the Yammobile.
Good.
Hey, man. All this pregnancy and pooping and with the phones and all that. Let's talk some real sports again.
Go on. Yeah, I got you. Go on.
Okay. Check this out. With the Mets and the Phillies making some great moves, I think if the Braves want to make a splash, I mean a real splash, because all your position players are just about got long contracts, why don't the Braves go after my boy from Pittsburgh, Reynolds? Go ahead and get him, make a trade. You can get away who you want to get. Make a trade for him and sign Dansby. I think that'll equal out to everything with the Phillies and the Mets are doing. What y'all think?
Oh, well, Brian Reynolds is available, right?
He
said he doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh anymore.
Come on now.
Sure. I mean, you have to give up. Some stuff to get him.
Like what?
I don't know. Pittsburgh's gonna want a haul. That's a talented player, and they're building, right? They got a couple young guys that they like up there with the Pirates. But yeah, sign me up. That'd be great. Now, the only problem I have with the premise of the question is, keep up with the Mets and the Phillies.
They got to keep up with us.
Braves are very good. The Braves are incredibly good, and a lot of these guys are here for a very long time. I don't think that they've got to worry about – these guys win the offseason every year.
They got to catch up with us.
And then the Braves win the division.
I like saying Skip's name.
Skip.
I love Skip. Skip's my dude, but Skip, I love
you, because he
liked
to say it like Shannon Sharp, because Shannon Sharp says Skip all the time.
Skip. One DM a day, brother.
Yeah.
One DM a day, Skip. I love you, brother. But 6 in one day, man, that's just too much for me.
Me too.
Brother.
Same request. I
love you, Skip.
We've got to limit the DMs.
One DM a day, man.
All the videos, I've seen them.
Yes, one DM
I've
a day, Skip.
And I love you.
I love you, brother.
I love you. One DM a day. Okay. Josh is indicated. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I know you guys have been talking about the Deion Sanders video when he met with the Colorado team. But the video of him meeting with the Jackson State team and him saying out loud, saying, I'm meeting with some of y'all individuals, let you know, hey, the hot move is not to go in the transfer portal for you. I know you guys talk about Deion Sanders. This is a very hot topic, but I thought that was just so – Andy said it before. Deion Sanders is just so refreshing as a coach. And then, Randy, I wanted to ask you one question. My daughter and I, she's 13. Recently bonded over that new show Wednesday on Netflix, the Addams Family reboot by Tim Burton. It's very good.
Okay.
I want to know, is there any type of show that you and your daughter ever relate to or like watch together or anything like that? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
Oh, my daughter likes me. She's a crime story buff. And so there's this show that comes on, these shows that come on TV1. Like Fatal Attraction and those are like Snapped and stuff. She loves them. I love them. And we'll sit there and watch them.
There you go.
Yep, there it is right
That's
there.
Awesome. It's always cool when you can find something like that.
Yeah, with your daughter. Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tell you what my daughter doesn't love right now. Football.
Yeah.
When the football comes on the TV, she just knows. Like, oh, God, this is going to be on for the next nine hours, isn't it?
Yes.
Takeaways of the day. We start with Bo.
So the Titans ex-GM used to be a butt faxer, and Andy used to be a sauna sex junk blocker.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Tom Brady may be sliding in IG's model's DM. Andy said this during a break. Ronaldo does Adam's apple curls, and Andy's a toilet talker.
I am. Randy said he's thugging in Lilburn.
Stetson went from bless your heart Bennett to big game Bennett. Ugh. And no one likes a quarterback with a bad face.
No. Have a good face or don't be a quarterback. We'll be right back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next from 2 to 7. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.